Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's begin with the new COVID strain news first. A new variant of coronavirus, reportedly more infectious, has spread to several countries in the world after being detected in the UK. Keeping this in mind, the Indian government on December 21st suspended all flights to and from the UK until December 31st, and states such as Maharashtra and Karnataka have put in place additional measures as well. The centre on December 22nd also came out with a standard operating procedure which needs to be followed at the point of entry and in the community for all international passengers who have travelled from or transited through the UK in the past 4 weeks, which is to say that from November 25th until December 23rd of 2020. India has suspended all passenger flights connecting to the UK from December 23rd to December 31st over fears of a new strain of the coronavirus spreading in Britain. Several other countries have already imposed a similar flight ban. Also, passengers coming from the UK through flights until December 22nd midnight would be tested for COVID-19 on arrival at the airports as a measure of the abundant precaution, as per the Civil Aviation Ministry. Aviation regulator DGCA has said that all airlines must ensure that passengers travelling from the UK do not board their flights from anywhere outside the UK to come to India during the suspension period. The new COVID-19 variant discovered in Britain with a higher transmission rate is not yet out of control and can be contained using the existing measures. That's what the World Health Organization has informed as of Monday. With that, let's move on to all the updates from the vaccines front. The co-founder of BioNTech said on Tuesday that it was highly likely that its vaccine against COVID-19 works against the mutated strain detected in Britain, but it could also adapt the vaccine, if necessary, within 6 weeks. Scientifically, it is highly likely that the immune response by this vaccine also can deal with the new virus variant. But if needed, in principle, the beauty of this messenger technology is that we can directly start to engineer a vaccine which completely mimics this new mutation. We could be able to provide a new vaccine technically within 6 weeks. Bharat Biotech on Tuesday has announced recruitment of 13,000 volunteers and continued progress towards achieving the goal of 26,000 participants for the Phase 3 clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine Covaxin across multiple sites in India. Covaxin has been evaluated in approximately 1,000 subjects in Phase 1 and 2 clinical trials with the promising of safety and immunogenicity results, Bharat Biotech has said in a statement. The indigenously developed COVID-19 vaccine has been developed in cooperation and collaboration with the Indian Council of Medical Research, the National Institute of Virology as well. The central government may soon sign a purchase agreement with the Serum Institute of India for 5 crore doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine against COVID-19. The government may approve the vaccine within a day or two after the UK Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency clears it, as per the news channels on December 21st. British-Swedish drug maker AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford have developed a COVID-19 vaccine, which the Serum Institute will manufacture in India. Amid the growing COVID-19 cases and emerging new COVID-19 strain, the vaccine against COVID-19 promises a return to normal in the not-so-distant future. For people aged 16 years and above, the vaccine shot has been developed. Now, while the elderly are a high-risk group and on the list of people to receive the COVID-19 vaccine after healthcare workers, the frontline staff as well, what about the youngest members of the society, the children? Well, it is uncertain if the results on younger children will come in time for vaccinations to begin before the next school year. And with that, let's move on to all the updates from India. The number of new COVID-19 infections reported in the span of last 24 hours were recorded below 20,000 after nearly 6 months, while the COVID-19 active case load also fell below 3 lakh according to the Union Health Ministry's data. India's COVID-19 caseload rose to about 1 crore with 19,556 new infections being reported in the last 24 hours. The death toll has now increased to over 1.46 lakh with 301 new fatalities being detected. The number of people who have recuperated from the disease also surged to over 96.3 lakh, pushing the national recovery rate to 95.65%, while the COVID-19 case fatality rate stands at 1.45%. Five people arriving in India from Britain have tested positive for the novel coronavirus, as per the government officials, but it was not clear if they had a highly infectious new strain of the virus yet. India has the second highest number of infections in the world after the United States, with the tally rising past the 10 million mark on the weekend. More than 1,46,000 people have died of COVID-19 in India so far. The Maharashtra government on December 21st announced a night curfew in all of the state's major cities from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. beginning December 22nd until January 5, amid reports of the new coronavirus mutation in the UK. Additionally, the government has also decided to conduct institutional quarantine for 14 days for passengers arriving from Europe and the Middle East. The state government will also home quarantine those who are landing in Mumbai from other countries, as per the latest press release. The Tamil Nadu government announced a ban on the New Year celebrations on December 21st. The AIADMK government in the state has banned the celebrations on beaches, beach resorts, hotels, clubs and on the roads to prevent the spread of COVID infection. The ban will be in place on December 31st and January 1st, reported Business Line. According to the Tamil Nadu government release, entry on all beaches will be banned on these 2 days. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world. A total of 2,756 deaths registered in the week ending December 11 mentioned COVID-19 on the death certificate, the Office of National Statistics, and this is down from 2,835 deaths in the week December 4th ending, a drop of 3%. But there are significant differences between the regions. Nearly a quarter, that's 22.4% of all of the deaths registered in England and Wales in the week to December 11 mentioned COVID-19 on the death certificate. It means that more than 84,000 deaths involving the virus have now occurred in the UK. Now, this comes as countries across Europe and the world effectively quarantined the UK over fears of the rapidly spreading new variant of COVID-19. US President-elect Joe Biden received a COVID-19 vaccine live on the television on Monday in a campaign to boost Americans' confidence in the jabs, and in marked contrast to President Donald Trump's mixed messaging. The 78-year-old incoming president got the Pfizer vaccine at the Christiana Hospital in Newark, Delaware. His wife Jill also received the shot earlier, the presidential transition team said. After months of Washington gridlock, Congress has passed a $900 billion pandemic relief package, finally delivering the long-sought cash to businesses and individuals, as well as resources to vaccinate a nation confronting a frightening surge in COVID-19 cases. President Donald Trump is soon expected to sign the package into law. The vote came as preliminary figures suggested that the U.S. was on track to see more than 3.2 million deaths this year, or at least 400,000 more than in 2019, a rise of about 15%, which would mark its biggest jump in a single year since 1918. Taiwan has now reported its first local COVID-19 transmission on Tuesday, blaming a foreign pilot for ending 253 days of being virus-free. Health authorities said a woman in her 30s had tested positive after contact with the pilot, a New Zealander working with what the Taiwanese airline said. Health Minister Sheng Xinjiang also said that the pilot had failed to truthfully declare his contacts and activities to authorities once he had been confirmed as a carrier. Antarctica can now no longer lay claim to being the only continent free of COVID-19 after 36 Chileans reported tested positive for COVID-19. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.